Republican Jack McMullen filed his complaint based on advertisements broadcast during the Democratic primary campaign by the Committee for Justice and Freedom, an affiliate of the Democratic Attorneys General Association. The commercials and a mailer featured former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. Dean also endorsed Bill Sorrell, traveled across the state with Sorrell, and worked on his behalf. McMullen claims that because Dean campaigned in person with Sorrell and appeared in the ads, there was improper coordination between the PAC and the Sorrell campaign. Republican Jack McMullen.
You had a person doing ads for the PAC who was also advising the candidate extensively and appearing with him in campaign appearances. So you had one person acting on both sides of the equation. According to the Attorney General's own guidelines, that's an agent, and an agent, the candidate doesn't have to be even have the intention to coordinate. If he has an agent that's doing that for him, that's illegal. So I certainly think it warrants an investigation or a determination, which is what I call for.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis says McMullen's complaints are not valid, and he questions McMullen's timing for filing his petition.
Concerns about the Committee on Justice and Freedom came up at the end of August during the Democratic primary campaign. And if McMullen had concerns about those advertisements and wanted to pursue legal complaints, he should have filed those complaints back in August or September. He declared his candidacy for Attorney General well in advance of the Democratic primary, so he was already a candidate at that point. By waiting to file these papers until a few days before Election Day and sending out press releases to the media to get attention to it, what it seems is that McMullen is simply using the filing of this lawsuit to get some publicity for his campaign in the last days before the election.
But McMullen says he had good reasons for the delay.
I put that off because I thought somebody in the world of officialdom would address it, the governor, the attorney general, or a state's attorney. And so far, one deferred it, the governor. One has ignored it, the attorney general, and the third has not yet acted. That's the exact situation that Section 2809E anticipates, trying to bring to the attention of the voters before an election an issue that has been ignored by officials. By filing, I've been able to highlight the issues.
Incumbent Democrat Bill Sorrell says his campaign has done nothing wrong and scoffs at McMullen's explanations regarding his petition.
There are 14 state's attorneys from both political parties that are constitutional officers independently elected with concurrent or equal jurisdiction to enforce the campaign finance laws. And if Jack McMullen couldn't get one of the 14 to take up this matter, I think that says something about the substance of the complaint and the lack of evidence to support what Jack McMullen wishes is the case. You know, quite frankly, I think they're just grasping for straws here. Both Howard and I are well aware of the campaign finance laws, and there was no violation of the law here.
A Chittenden Superior Court judge set a hearing regarding McMullen's petition on a possible violation of campaign finance law for November 8th, 2 days after the election. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.